as I wait, heart of God.
Hello, good life, and welcome to the Growth Group Podcast, where we believe that spiritual growth happens better in circles than it does in rows. My name is David Haken, and I am joined by Jonathan Markham, the pastor of New Life Christian Fellowship here in Pacifica, California, and we record these podcasts to help you get the most out of your small group discussion each week. And this week, we are joined by a special guest in our recording studio, Philip Gregory Haken. If you hear his little squirms and fun baby noises, because he's...
And we have, of course, invited him to correct audience. Us should we say anything which is in error.
Yeah, yeah. So you can expect him jumping in at several points, I'm sure. Well, this week we're taking a delightful break or pause in our Deuteronomy series to hear from some of the wonderful people in our congregation.
We are, and as a consequence, we're going to offer you two alternatives. Well, we're offering you alternatives as or which you can do one of two things. Or both in the course of your growth group discussions. And that's one of the reasons for that is because last week, honestly, was really difficult.
That was a tough passage, wasn't it?
And it was, as I was talking to David just before we started to record and said, it was really one of the most difficult passages I think I've ever had to preach on.
Wow.
In as much as to get and to wrestle out a coherent message out of what appeared on the surface to be completely random comments, illustrations of the covenant relationship.
I was just thinking, just like you kind of describe the difference between legislative and common law and how common law is more like exemplary, like these are just examples of the kind of morality that we're trying to infuse in our people. I almost think a sermon like this is kind of like that because there's so much content and it's so minute. Basically, as a sermon, all you can really do is just give examples of the kind of laws that we see in a passage so huge.
And I tried to pick out three that were helpful. I recognize that the beginning of the sermon was really, it was deep in the weeds to trying to say, look, the difference between common law and statutory law is important. I hoped that if you actually grasp some of that, it would make it easier to pull what's difficult out. And we're going to talk about something which Steve Herndon did for one of the growth groups.
Amazing.
Which if I could encapsulate what I hoped people would gain from that sermon, this illustration does that.
Yeah.
He did something for your group, David, didn't he? If I could have said, this is what I want you to understand, he's done that here.
Right, yeah. So Steve Herndon led our discussion yesterday, last night, at our Tuesday growth group, and we rotate leadership of our discussion in our growth group, which is a model I recommend. It's a lot of fun, and he just produced a little handout for us to help us go through the content. On the one side, there's this beautiful little crossword puzzle, which goes over some of the principles and ideas that Jonathan shared, just grabs a few actually quotes from the sermon itself, but then on the back side is where the work really begins. And I would recommend you growth group leaders to structure your time together. If you decide to go over this content as opposed to our second alternative, which is to dig in a little deeper on those questions that you discussed around the table Sunday afternoon, if you decide to do this Deuteronomy alternative, I would recommend spending no more than 5-6 minutes on the crossword puzzle. Go over that rather quickly, and then watch the video from the Bible Project, which I will link in the email to you guys, which explains a little bit more about the four buckets that I talked about a few Sundays back. And then divide your growth group into groups of two and have those groups pick one of the laws within this passage, Deuteronomy 21 to 25, and they're all listed for you beautifully on this handout. Pick one of those laws and then answer a handful of questions about that one particular law, each group of two. And those questions are the same questions that Jonathan displayed in his PowerPoint presentation on discernment. What did this law mean in its context? First question. What are the similarities and differences between that context and today's context? Third, what's the general theological principle that we could see within this law and kind of how the New Testament informs that? And then lastly, how does it apply in my life? And it's all very beautifully laid out. And then once each group of two has answered those questions, you guys can come together and discuss it. And I think it makes this process both fun and also manageable.
Yeah, it's really good. And then you actually decide which of the buckets...
As a final step, they
go in, and I'm just extraordinarily grateful to Steve for this, and all your group leaders will have a copy of this, and so you'll be able to have them, and I thank you, Steve, for taking the time to do this. I mean, it's really good.
Props.
Yeah,
really good. Well, should we move on to our second alternative?
Yes. I mean, we are going to have some interviews on Sunday. We're going to interview, well, by the time you listen to this, you will know that we're going to interview two nurses, because what I've really felt recently is that we need to bridge that gap between what we learn on Sunday or what we learn in growth groups and what we do in our daily work. Now, obviously, we all do different things. What I've done is I picked this time a profession and said, okay, let's look at what it takes, what it means to go to work each day and be a Christian in this profession. Because if we are called to be sent and sending, to be disciples and make disciples everywhere we go, far more time for all of us is spent in our weekly activities than it is in church. So that's what we, and this week I'm going to talk to two nurses. You will have heard them by now. Paula Cahill, who's been a nurse for many years and has just retired, and Paige, who practices nursing every day now. So, and I think that we will get some interesting insights from them. And just FYI, in the future, we're going to be doing some other professions too. So, just wait and see. I just felt like this gives an interesting alternative and other ways in which we can
it's
look at things.
It's very focused, rather than, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, because we talk so much about applying our Christian life, you know, everywhere that we go, but here is a specific example in a specific context.
Right. Grasping the fact that, well, we'll look at the three questions that I've assigned, three questions for you to talk around the tables, because I really think that we've had nothing but enthusiasm for these table discussions that we have. So
probably because they're so irregular, I think.
Yeah. I think that we're going to try and put table discussions at the end of each series. So
that's a great
idea. At the end of this particular series, just so that you know, there's going to be a table discussion on the Deuteronomy.
And this will not be a time for you to complain about how confusing Deuteronomy is.
Yes, it will not. No, we will try and construct some questions for you, which mm-hmm. will enable you to say, okay, which enable you to talk about Deuteronomy. But these ones are to able to you to talk about your what you learned from Paige and Paula. Because the first question, David, is...
three questions. The first one reads like this. What did you learn from the conversations that you can apply at your workplace?
Right. So, you know, obviously, most of you are not nurses, but I'm sure that some of the things that Paige and Paula are going to say, well, you can think, okay, so my context is slightly different, but I can take that principle. I mean, look, I've just thought that, you know, that's what we've been trying to do with Deuteronomy, looking at those laws and saying, well, how can I make that apply to me? Well, hopefully this is easier. Yeah. How can I see here what Paige and Paula's experience is, and how can I apply that to my own?
Right, yeah. I remember in a homiletics class, a class on preaching that I took, when the instructor was talking about illustrations used in sermons, he always said, you have to go for he would say that a more specific illustration is more useful than a more general one. Because even if it's very specific and really is only talking about one particular person, everyone will be able to benefit from the specificity. Where if it's general, maybe it can't really talk to anyone. So I'm sure this can be very valuable. Second question. What particular challenges do you face as you seek to be a follower of Jesus where you work?
Again, challenges. I mean, this is a... there's not much to say about this question other than I think my experience is the fact that, you know, before I started to work in church work and Christian work, I don't... And even actually... when I've worked in, up until I became a pastor, I don't think I really thought about this question. And I think that it warrants thinking about rather than...
There's definitely been a lot of good books that have been put out on this subject lately, hasn't there?
There has. And I think that it's worth thinking, taking your thinking below the surface.
Tim Keller has a huge tome on it.
Yeah. And it's really thinking below the surface rather than and sort of being trying to encourage yourself to be more specific in the way you discuss it.
Yeah, that's great. Our last question: have you ever thought that God has assigned you to the place you work, whether you are paid or not? If yes, does this change the way you approach your job? God has assigned you to this particular position.
I think it's fairly apparent that what I'm getting at here is the fact that we have been talking all this year about being sent and sending others to be and to make disciples wherever we go.
Right, we're not just sent out of the church, we're sent into the workplace.
Exactly. So and I think this is a new and somewhat scary idea for some people, and for some it's something which we know but is on our back burners. And I think that what I've been thinking that we as a community need to do is it needs to come onto the front burner. Because if Jesus's one command to us was that we should go into the world and make disciples, teaching them, etc., in Matthew 28, if that's his one, then we need to take it seriously rather than having it as a background subject. So I'm hoping
that or a command that applies only to a particular class of super Christians,
or it's sort of when I'm not
full-time
too sure.
Vocational ministers. That's their job,
right? But I believe with all my heart that the Scripture tells us that wherever you go to work, whatever type of work it is, that is the task God has assigned you to. And he doesn't assign you to a task without... And I've made a point there. I made the point there of saying whether you're employed or not, or whether you're paid or not.
Right.
Particularly because I know that there are some people in our congregation whose assignment is to be a mother.
Right.
And they spend time at home. That's no greater or lesser calling than somebody who's called to be a nurse or a teacher or an office
People
worker.
People in that
or
situation need community probably as much or more than anyone else.
And they need to recognize that that's an assignment from God. Mm-hmm. It's an assignment from God, and their assignment is just as important as anybody else's is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's great. All right, you guys. Well, we're back in Deuteronomy next week, aren't we?
We certainly are.
Yes. And is it 26 to 29? We're covering all those chapters?
26 to 29.
Okay. Wow. There's a lot of stuff in there. And I am looking forward to it. I'm sure you are, too.
As I wait, heart of God, satisfy and sustain.